Good morning. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. And today we are standing in the question, listeners, where is the love? You know, we are moving into that answer and we are becoming it. And I just want to tell you that today's a really special show. The music change that you're hearing with beginning with the Where is Love started with a dream of someone who contacted me this morning. And I won't go fully into it today, but let's just say that the hand of the divine is unfolding things in the most mysterious and magical and miraculous way. And amazing, amazing, unexpected events are available for us as soon as we open our eyes and our ears and hearts and open our minds to standing and being in the question. You know, where is the love? Instead of being in the space of feeling like we know all the answers, if we become like little children and stand in the curious question and openness to life itself, that's where divinity and miracles step in. That's where providence happens, and it's happening today. We're going to begin with holistic living. We're going to be speaking with Dr. John Veltheim from Australia originally, who's actually traveling the world and helping the world to learn about the holistic healing system that he developed. He's the founder and developer of a holistic healing system called Body Talk. Now, I'm aware of Body Talk because during my years in practice, my 20 years in practice in New Zealand, I had a number of clients who were getting Body Talk work done at the same time. So I know that it's definitely something that actually backs up, you know, works in harmony with other natural therapies. And you know, when we're speaking today about standing in the question, I think it's beautiful how Body Talk is basically allowing the body to give its own answers. It's a practitioner being in the question and allowing the body to unfold its own course of perfect healing and allow the practitioner to talk to the body and come to understanding what its causes of emotional and physical imbalances are. So this method stimulates your body's natural ability to heal itself. We're going to be learning about that soon from Dr. Veltheim. And in Wave of Fire today, we're honored to have a special guest, Dee Wallace. Dee is an actor, a healer, and a best-selling author. Her film, and TV and commercial credits number in thousands. She's actually one of Hollywood's most memorable mom icons, as played through Mary, the mother in the movie E.T., and one of the most sought-after TV star guests today. And so we're going to be having her on in just a little bit. So today, really, the focus is about being in the question. So the question is, where? Where is the love? Where is the infinite essence? Where are the miracles able to come in? Where do I need to be in my walk right now? And then the next question is, how do I need to be standing and being in myself today to open myself to divine providence? The question that I try not to ask is, how is it going to come? Okay, so when we are able to stand in allowing for the abundance of the universe to come through our own design, through our own belief, through our faith, then we're able to be in conscious creation in our bodies and our lives. Because standing in the question, ask and it is given, standing in the question and not determining how, and not having to know all the answers at once, actually just being able to be in the not knowing, is what opens us up to all that is. And that is where infinite possibilities are available for us. So I just want you to stand with me in that today. We're going to take a break for a moment, and we'll be joined soon with Dr. John Veltheim. we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. Those who are tuning in internationally, and by the way, we are 86 countries wide now. Folks, this is a global community. You are standing in presence with your soul brothers and sisters around the world in 86 countries. We want to join now with Dr. John Veltheim, as I said, the founder and developer of the powerful and now globally renowned Body Talk Holistic Healing System. Dr. Veltheim, welcome. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me. Nice to be back in the Carolinas.
Oh, yeah. So you've been here before, have you?
Yes, I've been here before.
Wonderful. So I understand you're doing a presentation this evening in the Durham area. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Durham Arts Council.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Veltheim, I know we haven't met before. I'm Dr. Leslie Wells. I'm also originally a doctor of chiropractic, and I noticed that there's a number of colleagues in this profession who have their beginnings there that end up launching them, soaring into new inventive therapies and modalities that start from that basis, that foundation, and then move forward into all kinds of amazing places that are actually kind of the leading edge of the expansion of natural health care these days. How did it unfold for you?
Well, I started out as a chiropractor as well, and I enjoyed it. It was very successful, but to me, I was interested in covering a larger scope of practice and tackling some of the, you know, what I would consider more challenging issues on a bigger variety. The next thing I did, I studied acupuncture and became an acupuncturist and doctor of Chinese medicine, and continued with naturopathy and homeopathy. But so I was sort of a lifelong study.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the college in Brisbane, the Brisbane College of Traditional Acupuncture and Naturopathy, I founded, which is now gone on to become a licensed professional course in its own right.
Mm.
So I constantly wanted to look at the bigger picture. And of course, eventually that evolved into the Body Talk system, which I feel is as, hopefully, as holistic as I can get it. And although it is still developing, it's still growing and developing, and I'm developing new courses all the time.
Wonderful to hear that. You know, that's what we were just speaking about, standing in the question and not feeling like we've gotten all the answers. I feel that, you know, everything that's ripe and full of life is continuing to grow. You know, it's that we need to be growing and expanding, and obviously our bodies of knowledge and understanding would be as well if they're current. So I'd love to know how you broke through the understandings that you developed into the Body Talk system.
I think a lot of it was my background, because I've spent a lifetime since I was eight studying Advaita Vedanta philosophy and other philosophies, and I'm also considered good at quantum physics. In fact, I lecture at a lot of scientific conferences, and if you look at those, to me, quantum theory and you know, some of the Indian philosophy are identical. You just use different labels, but they're very much about the holistic approach, but more in this case of dynamic systems theory. You see, Cartesian theory has always dominated healthcare. As we know, the medical system is very Cartesian. You just specialize in different functions, and you tend to look for a cause in a particular disease and treat that with surgery or drugs or whatever. And as a general rule, I have found in complementary medicine, Cartesian as well, the difference being they don't use dangerous methods. I'll use homeopathy or diet instead of drugs, and they use sort of non-invasive techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But there can still be a problem that a disease, and they'll try something, and if it doesn't work, they try something else, and they still like to label it fairly narrowly. In Body Talk, we follow the scientific system that everything is connected to everything, which is the basis of dynamic systems theory, and there is no one cause to anything. So that when a person has a condition, you know, say they have stomach ulcers, if you really go into it, those stomach ulcers can be caused by dozens of different factors all combining, including environmental factors, past history of emotional conditions, nerve supply, diet, local bacteria, and the list goes on. And when you're only addressing one or two of those factors, this is why you often don't get complete results, or you get slow results. And in the Body Talk system, I've developed protocols that enable the practitioner to ensure that they're covering all the ingredients that they need to bring about a comprehensive change. And as a result, our track record is we tend to get a lot faster results, and they also last, you know, because you've addressed all the factors behind them.
That's awesome. I notice, I was mentioning to the listeners that it seems that Body Talk is quite complementary, in that even when I was seeing, I actually was practicing network spinal analysis form of chiropractic care, and I had a number of clients who were also seeing Body Talk practitioners at the same time, and felt that Body Talk seems to be something that can be used in conjunction with other therapies. It seemed like there was just a beautiful blend with that. So how do you see Body Talk working in harmony with other types of practices? Like, for instance, if someone was, even if they were having an allopathic type of procedure done, how do you see it working in harmony with other types of treatment?
Well, I think that's one of our strengths, and why I've received no opposition from anyone. You know, I don't have any backlash. Like, Body Talk's taught in 40 countries in 13 languages, and I've never had any problems with local practitioners, whether they be medical practitioners or complementary medicine, because Body Talk can tie up a lot of loose ends. So, you know, there are times when you need surgery, there are times when you need drugs or adjustments and so on, but because we look at that bigger picture, we're going to complement it by addressing some of the factors they're not trained to address. So, for example, surgeons will often have their nurses trained now so that people, they can, their patients can have Body Talk before the surgery and after. And what they've found is their surgical results are far better and the recovery much quicker, particularly like rehabilitation from surgery and so on. And chiropractors will find that when we do a balancing of the muscle coordination patterns of the spine, their adjustments hold better and they can tend to get more successful results. So we are extremely complementary. Of course, we can also address a lot of problems on our own, but because of the nature of the way we work with everybody and the protocol we have, it is very much designed to be a complementary process with all other systems.
Dr. Veltheim, is Body Talk more, is it a neurologically focused system, or is it an energetically focused system, or a mix?
It's very much a mix. It is a, as a general rule, the treatment approach, you'd have to put it in the classification of energy medicine. But we do address in terminology all the neurological conditions and all the other conditions. But essentially, it's state-of-the-art energy medicine.
So what would be a general summary of what a client would experience when they came to see a Body Talk practitioner? What would that experience look like?
I think that's what makes it so popular, because they don't have to have needles stuck in them with acupuncture or someone crunching their neck and surgery and drugs. It's a very gentle system, because a lot of it is mental focus of training the body, the intuitive processes of the body of both the patient and the practitioner, whereby we set up energetic formulas and do a process of tapping them out, which is a scientific basis where if you tap different parts of the body, you set up these standing waves that cause an energy field that is designed by the practitioner to superimpose into the energy field of the patient to bring about changes. So you could say it's probably more like acupuncture, but without needles. But from the practitioner, the patient point of view, well, they often fall asleep during the treatment because it's very relaxing. There's no stress and, of course, no pain, because the most a practitioner is going to do is do light touch on your body.
Okay. So, in other words, does that mean that by creating these standing waves that create an energy field intentionally through this tapping, are you actually just recalibrating the frequency that person's field is vibrating at, kind of making it to where it's not holding the form that this imbalance can exist within?
Yes, and that certainly changing frequency and awareness. You see, one of the very important principles of body talk as well is that people recognize conflict, which can include problems of the boss at work, financial problems, as well as health problems. They're all conflict. And the best way of overcoming them is to get a wisdom or understanding about it. So in body talk, we put great emphasis on educating the patient as to why they got sick. So in other words, we explain to them, whether it be the dietary factor or the environmental stresses or their previous stresses, emotional and physical stresses, how they're still registering and being held in the cells of the body and in the brain. And these factors are what continue to give them these ongoing problems in different forms. And by educating them about them and then using techniques to release them, the combination of the two and the wisdom means that not only do they get better, but they know how to stay better because they understand the problem. And as a result, body talk can be applied not only to healthcare issues, but psychological issues and emotional issues, lifestyle, and it can be, addressed to even improving your work conditions, as it were, by just changing the way you understand and think about it. And behind that process, of course, is that in body talk, we are proactive in training the practitioners to develop their intuitive process to a very high skill level.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know most good practitioners do intuitive work, because that's often the difference between an average practitioner and a really good one, is their intuitive levels. And even in science, let's face it, 80% of all the greatest discoveries in the world, the scientists admit, occurred intuitively while they're walking on the beach, under the shower, or interestingly enough, in the majority of cases, while sitting on the toilet. And in body talk, I've had a long background since I was like 8 or 9 of meditation and developing systems like Mindscape and that can get a high degree of accuracy in that intuitive process, which enables us to be able to sort of tap in and know what to do, particularly if we use what we call the right filters, and that is the right protocol, so we know the right questions to ask.
Mm-hmm. So what we were talking about was being in the question. And isn't that what the intuitive process is really about, is opening up and being a question instead of stepping in saying, here's all the answers and I'm going to impose them upon you?
Yes. I find a few things. I actually teach courses called the science and philosophy of intuition.
Mm.
And there are many factors. One thing you don't have to train is intuition, because intuition from the higher self is there totally. The biggest problem is where the mind interfaces with the brain and the filters that we have. In other words, our clarity on the process and the clarity on what we want to be intuitive about. Because the fact is, if you want to be a very good medical intuitive, you do have to understand some of the basic concepts around physiology and anatomy, for example. And that's why a lot of people, their intuition can be quite specialized, but they still have to be open to the fact that it is there, and they just have to allow it to come through their filters. Mm-hmm. And if you have that combination of having the right filters to be able to interpret what the intuition is trying to tell us, and then we stay open to it and continue to use practices to keep ourselves open. I prefer practices like meditation and other different systems, yoga systems, etc., then you become a very effective practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what you're addressing. Then you just need the tools to address it with.
Wonderful. You have such a wealth of information to bring forward for us, Dr. Veltheim. And I know that quite a number of our listeners globally are in the healing profession as well. So two things I'd like to ask is, A, how do our listeners access a body talk practitioner? And B, where can healers or those who are interested in learning more about your teachings of developing the intuition find that information? Do you have any books out, ebooks, or webinars?
Yes. We have a web, of course, on thebodytalksystem.com. I've written a lot of books on textbooks, etc., but I've just released a paperback that actually studies the science and philosophy of body talk, that gives great insight to the whole concept of complementary medicine from a fairly basic point of view, as well as for the people who have a background, I've gone into the science of it as well. And that's available in an ebook on Amazon, and it's The Science and Philosophy of Body Talk.
Science and Philosophy of Body Talk. And folks that are listening, that is BODYTALK, like talking to the body.
That's
the
right.
Science and Philosophy of Body Talk. You can get that online. Thank you. And what about a practitioner?
On our website, we list practitioners. You can search them by name or by country and state and city everywhere in the world.
Okay. And your website is?
BodyTalkSystem.com.
BodyTalkSystem.com. Dr. Veltheim, I just want to acknowledge you for the gifts that you're bringing to the world. You are leading edge in the development of healing and expanding consciousness on the planet. And I just appreciate what you're doing. And thank you for joining us today and sharing just a bit of what's going on in that realm with Body Talk.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Pleasure. Blessings to you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Listeners, we're going to take a short sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with Dee Wallace for Wave of Fire.
The spiritual attunement session I received from Dr. Leslie. I was a very needy person, and since having her assistance, I have had a huge breakthrough in my self-confidence, self-esteem, and ability to feel complete within myself. People are noticing how different I am without knowing I had done anything. I get comments from others asking what is different. I smile and tell them, go see Dr. Leslie. I also receive guidance to my life path and clear answers to questions I had about my life from the Holy Spirit. If you are looking for clarity or a breakthrough in your life, I recommend you call Dr. Leslie for a spiritual attunement session today.
This is Dr. Leslie. If you want to release what's holding you back in life, get a deeper experience in your own spiritual walk, or to receive insights into patterns that have been occurring in your life, I can help. Consider me a phone line between you and heaven, and feel free to dial up for your God answers. Call me for your spiritual attunement session on 980-202-1055, or contact me through the website bridgeholistichealing.com. Again, that's 980-202-1055, 980-202-1055. Blessings. And walk sacred. And we're back with the Dr. Leslie Show. This is WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM and tunein.com for those on the internet. Yes, listeners, we are joined now by Dee Wallace. Been very excited to know that we were going to bring Dee on. Dee has moved from, well, added to her amazing career as an actress and reaching the world in that way to also being an amazing healer, an author, and a speaker who's helping to shift consciousness around the world. Dee, we welcome you. Thanks for coming today.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here.
Now, I saw that you've got your own radio show, and I thought, and I actually looked on your site for a little bit to see how that was going. I wanted you to know that I'm pretty new at this, and it was kind of fun to find that you were doing something similar. You're actually interacting with your listeners on each show, aren't you?
Yes, mine's a free radio call-in show over the internet where anybody can call in with any kind of challenges they have, and we go into their energy and find the blocks and get them back on track. It's incredibly empowering work. I've got two shows on a week, one Monday night and one Thursday morning. So you know how gratifying it is, don't you?
I absolutely do. And Dee, I mean, this kind of happened by surprise in my own life, just showing people how the universe is moving these days. But it just came in by surprise, and we started in mid-January. We're reaching 86 countries now. So these listeners are this is a global community that's right into expanding their consciousness. And I know they want to know the name of your show and where they can find it on the internet. So why don't we start by letting them know that?
Well, I think the easiest way is probably to go to my website, iamdwallace.com. My Monday show is called Bright Light, and there's a direct link on the homepage. And my Thursday call is Conscious Creation, also a link there. You can get it into all the archives there, and the number to call into is also listed. So it's kind of a one-stop thing to go to my website, and it's the easiest way, I think.
Fabulous.
There's also a lot of great free stuff on my website that they can listen to while they're looking around.
Okay, so that is iamdwallace.com. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Okay, guys, so that's D spelled as D-E-E, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Now, Dee, I understand that this book that you have launched called Bright Light is really changing the lives of many, and you're really doing that by sharing your own true story. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, the more I did this work, the more I realized that no matter if you're a famous movie actress or a teacher, which I've also been, a high school teacher, or, you know, a clerk in a shop or a housewife, your story is the same story. We have a universal story. We come in as light. We come in as powerful. And then life happens, and we don't understand that life happens to make us stronger. Life happens so that we can go, oh, that's not what I wanted, so now I know what I do want, and I'll go do that. What happens is life happens, and we go, okay, now I'm beaten down, and I can't get back up, and I have no control, and I have no power over my own life. And that's just simply not true. And so I told my story, which is a story, you know, it's a great read of all my movies and my life and where I started out in this very, very poor household in Kansas City, Kansas, through the big directors that I've worked with. But through that story is the story of the developing spirituality that I still live presently in. I don't think we ever, like, get there, because there is just continual expansion. So it's a story of how I was beaten down, really, that I rose up and claimed my fame and was beaten down, and I gave up for 20 years and didn't create me, and then all of a sudden moved into enlightenment and said, oh, well, I've been blaming everybody else for not being me. And if I'm going to be me, I got to be me again. I guess this is up to me. You know, and the good news about that is it's up to you. And the bad news is about it, damn, you can't blame anybody else, you know. So that's really what it's about. And it empowers people, I think, one, because I'm a public figure. And, wow, if it happened to her and I see myself in it, I can relate to that. If she did it, I can do it, you know. And I get emails daily about, my gosh, I just didn't get the creation process till I read Bright Light. And I get it. I've got to get myself together and start creating again.
Mm. Now, I notice that you're moving into, I guess the word that comes to me is your self-empowerment and your conscious creation of your life was preempted by that sometimes long-lasting, what we call dark night of the soul. Okay, so what would be your greatest advice to those who feel that they're going through that now, that they are deep in the midst of that sense of lostness? What would be your greatest advice for those that are walking that part of the journey right this minute of moving
that you don't
there?
Have to.
Okay.
You just don't have to. And we have a core belief within us that, you know, before the dawn comes the darkness. And that's not true unless you believe it's true.
Hi-ya, hallelujah!
As you believe, it's going to be delivered to you. So I am inviting everyone to know that you don't have to have cancer to start focusing and creating on beautiful, amazing health. You don't have to have a lack of money to go, oh my God, I got to scramble to get some bucks in my life. You don't have to go and kiss 15 toads that mistreat you in order for you to earn the right to have a divine relationship. You can have all the good right now, but you have to lose the belief that you have to pay for it.
Okay. And would you say that we've been living in a field of belief that we that success demands sacrifice?
Absolutely.
So, in other words, we got to kind of
actually, happiness demands sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
And so that covers every single subject of your life. And I'm saying, instead of damage control, can we just live in creation now?
Absolutely.
Can we consciously, every day, step up to the plate, think the thoughts that we want, that support what we want, hold the perspectives of the world and of ourselves that support what we want, and really consciously be involved in directing our own energy. And one of the core things that must be in place for you to be successful around that is loving yourself. And we are not taught to love ourselves. We are taught to give ourselves up and take care of everybody else. And I'm saying, again, forgive them. They know not what they taught you. Self-love is so important for you to acknowledge and embrace the magnificence of who you are. You are the God of you that was given free will to get up every morning and go, I am creating this in this day. And I am going to be in harmony with that in my own energy.
Absolutely. What an amazing statement to start our day with. And I notice, you know, when the Bible says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, treat your neighbor as you treat yourself, you know, that's under an assumption that we're going to treat ourselves well. We really have to foundation that whole concept with loving ourselves.
Absolutely.
Don't we? You know, I think
that's
more implied there, and many of us have just never gotten that. Would you believe this is the age and time that we're stepping into getting how to love ourselves so that then we can love our neighbors, the world, and manifest the life of our dreams?
I think it's our time if we claim it is.
There we go.
And if we don't claim it, it's not our time. And that, you see, that's the magnificence of what God did for us. God said, I love you so much, I'm going to give you the power to create you. And I will be here to support that. But, you know, God helps him who helps himself. And so if you are not in alignment and loving yourself and knowing the magnificence of the God of free will that you are, because nobody can think of thought for us, nobody can hold a perspective for us, we're the gods of that in our own lives. And we have to step into, I will be loved today, not I need love, I am the beingness of love. I am the beingness of balance. I am the beingness of magnificence and joy in my life. I'm it. It starts with me. And when I love myself enough to support myself in that greatness, then I cannot do anything else but love other people in the world, because it would disempower me in my own love for myself.
Beautiful. Just powerfully put, Dee. We're going to take a quick break just to have a word from one of our sponsors. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll come back again in a moment with Dee Wallace and how to be, from here, the conscious creator of your world and all the joy that you're looking for.
Life is supposed to be good. As a powerful creator, your thoughts and vibrational focus are creating the outcomes of your life every moment. Creating Harmony Flower Remedy Mists can support you in finding alignment with the life you would most love to create. These mists are powerful vibrational tools for processing grief, fear, anxiety, and stress. They have been formulated for us at this present time on Earth. They are available at creatingharmonyllc.com. It's up to you. Create the good life. That's creatingharmonyllc.com.
And we're back with Dee Wallace after hearing about creatingharmonyllc.com. Now, Dee, after letting go of the false beliefs that we have to suffer to get anything good, and getting that it's just about making a decision and becoming responsible for our thoughts, how do we most powerfully move into manifesting amazing things in our life? How do we become the conscious creators that we have the capacity to be?
I think the first step is you have to choose it. Hmm. You have to choose it and go, I'm doing this, I am this. And therefore, when you commit to that, every thought you think and action you take has to support that. And unfortunately, in the spiritual world and in the religious world, there are so many people who want somebody else to do it for us. You know, well, you just come on in and I'll pray for you and it'll, you know, it'll be done. You don't have to do a thing. Come in and I will hold the energy in the room for you and you don't have to do a thing. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that at all. I believe we are here to learn that we are the masters of energy. And when we focus that energy in a conscious way, we create what we want. And that is the power of creation itself. And so you have to choose, you have to commit, and then you have to be responsible. You have to know that you're responsible for your own energy. And until that happens, not a lot of miraculous change takes place. I have people, it's so funny, when I do a seminar, I'll say, how many people have really done a lot of spiritual work and attended a lot of seminars? And everybody's hand goes up. And how many people have read several of the New Age healing books? And everybody's hand goes up. And then I say, so I want everybody to think about this before you answer. How many people's lives have actually changed exponentially in the last 5 years? And maybe a fifth of the hands go up.
Wow.
Because you can read the books, you can go to the seminars, you can hear me talk till I'm blue in the face, but if you don't take the information and apply it to your own energy and say, I am turning this around, I am choosing to think these thoughts, I am choosing to know it's all about me, your life isn't going to change a lot. And we are just coming into a time where people really want to know that. We have people, do you understand, that are curing themselves of AIDS?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Now, I guess, you know, initially, we have to understand that the limitations of physicality are an illusion, and I guess drop into believing for what used to seem like the impossible.
Yes, you have to know that the world of all possibilities exists. Mm. That's what God is. All thought, all possibilities. And the other thing we've got to walk away from is this good and bad and right and wrong and light and dark and good and evil. There's only energy. And your direction of that energy decides which way we describe it. right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the light or the darkness. I don't believe in the darkness. I don't think there is darkness at all. I don't think there's any dark forces in the world. I think there are people who have taken energy and directed it toward what we call the dark. I absolutely believe that. And I think in God's view, it's only experience. It's good or bad. What we call good and bad in God's eyes is just another experience that we create to learn through.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, God is saying, look, I will give you and support you in whatever direction you want to go in. So if you want to be more tired, I will support you in being more tired, because I gave you free will to experience what you want to in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. So in having that understanding, do you now look back at those 20 years where you quote, lost yourself, and not see loss at all, or not see, what do you see there, given that there is no such thing as BAD? You know what I mean? What then was the pure positive learning for you as soul to go through those 20 years of what you went through?
Well, that's what I write about in Bright Light.
Ah.
And it's that nobody and no thing can take away your power of creation unless you give it.
Right.
And in those 20 years, I said, well, they're the reason, that's the reason, I can't, because, instead of going, you know what? Life is a big ball of Play-Doh. If I don't like what I created, I'm going to squish it up and make something else.
Mm.
And that is the biggest lesson we all can learn, is that, and we've heard it said a million different ways. You know, Henry Ford said, if you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right. Because as you believe, that's what you're going to create.
Mm.
So if you believe you're less than, if you believe you can't because, if you believe it's their fault and that's why I, then that is what you will keep creating over and over and over and over and over again every day, and that's what we call victim.
Oh, absolutely. So this is Dee Wallace, folks, showing us how to move from victim into victory through her own story with this amazing book that's changing lives all over. We're going to take another quick break for a word from our sponsors. Dee will be right back with you in just a moment. Listeners, stay tuned. Have you ever wondered what a truly angelic experience would feel like? Introducing a multi-sensory, one-of-a-kind event on Sunday, August 18th at 3 p.m., Divine Intervention. You will sit with angelic intuitives Nami Nestorowitz and Susan Burns as they bring in angels through art and music, joined by Dr. Leslie Wells, who provides a portal to the heavens through light language angelic activations.
Nami will paint an energy portrait while channeling angelic messages. Meanwhile, Susan will play the harp, which raises the vibration and creates an ambient atmosphere of relaxation and loving presence. Nami, Susan, and Dr. Leslie work intuitively so that the painting, the music, and light language you hear are spiritually tailored to this event. The room will also be filled with the healing energy of the new Tsunami modality.
This divine intervention is a one-hour healing event. Enjoy a heavenly activation of every cell in your body, healing of the vibrational frequencies of your biofield, and enhanced healing capabilities for those who are conduits of healing energies already. This event will be held near Charlotte in the Lake Norman area on Sunday, August the 18th at 3 p.m.
For more information, please contact Dr. Leslie at 980-202-1055. Again, the number is 980-202-1055. Thank you.
And we're back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Returning back to our conversation with Dee Wallace, who is being an inspiring light to the world. Dee, I'm really, you know what? I'm so moved by the level that you are speaking to and being. It just gives me chills, okay? And I just feel that it's the most powerful conversation that's coming to the world today that's absolutely about being responsible for our thoughts and through that being responsible as creative beings on the planet, that we are the creators. So my big question for you now is, what advice do you have for folks who say, you know what, I get that and I want to believe, but I'm stuck in my unbelief, you know, where the conscious mind is saying, I choose that, even like Paul in the Bible says, what I want to do, I don't. You know, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. What about when we're having that inner conflict where we want to believe something and the faith just isn't showing up? What's your guidance for steps towards higher belief?
I think that's a big out. I think that's the way we say, yeah, I want it, but I'm really not going to take responsibility.
Whoa.
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
And because if you're the director of your own energy, then you have the power to say, I am going to believe this. I am going to know this. I am going to take the power over my life again. I am the creator of my life. I mean, you know, there are certainly exercises, and I know from my channel that it's imperatively important that people surround themselves in a community like this where you are supported in standing in this power now. Mm. Because, you know, everybody, let's pat ourselves on the back and give ourselves a break here. We're trying to turn around pretty much the genetics and the dynamics and the belief systems that have been in place since the beginning of time. Mm. And it is ingrained in us chemically and cellularly that this isn't the way you do it. And yet, in the good book, there's all kinds of allusions to the fact that these things and more will you do also, but you have to know and come forward for yourself. It says in the I Am Discourses that God cannot and will not intercede on your behalf without your clear direction first. Now, most of us are directing our energy unconsciously and inadvertently. Anything that you say after the words, I am, you're going to create because you are claiming that as a definition of yourself. So if you get up and say, oh, I'm so tired, you bet you'll get a really good tired because the universe will give you the best tired it can. That's its job. Mm-hmm. If you keep saying, oh my gosh, I am a person who never has enough money, you will brilliantly, as the creator of you, keep creating, living in the experience of not enough money. What people don't understand about the creation process is you have to be what you want. And we're taught to get something so that we know we can be it. And it works the other way. You have to be the energy that is money. You have to be the energy that is divine health. You have to be the energy of love. And, you know, what's the first thing we're all taught? God is love. Mm. I mean, we got it all right there. Mm. If you can live in the love of yourself, your body goes, oh, I see, I'm not stressed out about stuff because that doesn't serve the love of me. So I can heal. Oh, I can feel joy in my life because that's what loving myself is about. So my body can heal. Oh, Oh my gosh, that's what creates money. Oh, well, of course that guy's going to want to date me now because I love myself so much. Who wouldn't want to be with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. So,
it's so easy, but you got to choose it. You've got to get out of this I am a victim definition.
Mm. Dee, this is divine wisdom that you're bringing through. I just want to acknowledge that right now and say thank you. Thank you from all of us that are the recipients of that, and blessings to you. The main word I was getting from you from that answer was choose. I went back to your steps of choose, commit, and then be responsible for your own energy. This is, hey, a free will zone, isn't it? So it really comes, you're just saying.
I love that.
Yeah?
It's a free will zone.
Yeah?
I might steal that.
Oh, you go right ahead, girlfriend. So, you know, free will zone, everybody. And so, A, number one is, it's your choice. This is my new, I'm inspired right now. I got chills all over me from Dee Wallace, folks. Thank you. And the wisdom that she's bringing through from the All That Isness is, it's your choice, and all you have to do is choose. And we don't even have to wallow in, I can't get myself to believe it. It's a choice to believe, and if you choose to believe, so it is. Dee, what a blessing. Thank you, dear, and blessings to you today.
Just had a great time with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, and many blessings to all your listeners.
Yeah, we're going to be on your site. That's IamDeeWallace.com, everybody. Bless this soul. She's making waves here. It's wonderful. Good to meet you, Dee.
You too, baby. Have a good day. And create a good day.
Absolutely. And it is. I choose it. Free will zone, everybody. Okay, we're going to have another break, listeners, and then we're coming back with Judy Satori. We've got an amazing energy transmission coming through for you in just a moment.
Are you ready to manifest divine abundance in your life? Would you love to encounter a personal breakthrough to recharge your hopes and dreams, and to be given new tools to put you back in the driver's seat of your destiny? Come join us at Sacred Grove, the beautiful retreat center just an hour's drive from downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. Your spiritual tour guides for the afternoon, Dr. Leslie Wells and Penny Calcina, will escort you to a new world of empowerment and presence. Discover the wonderment of all possibilities available in your life when you understand the secrets of divine creation and oneness.
Empowerment for Life on Saturday, August 10th is a transformational afternoon you don't want to miss. The cost is only $69 for this powerful workshop. To learn more, visit sacredgroveretreat.com or call Ellen at 704-299-5124. That's 704-299-5124.
Hamura is speaking of compassion as being kind and gentle, understanding, but not condoning. Compassion, he says, must begin with compassion, kindness, gentleness, understanding of self. Otherwise, the so-called compassion for another is misplaced and is about aiding or abetting or is codependent. He wants to work with us now to add a greater depth to our faculty of compassion, beginning with our compassion for ourselves, so that we can rest in the deep peace of not knowing what lies ahead, but in trusting that a new way will open to be shown to us. So as you're sitting within this macabre field of El Moira, just put your hands gently over your heart chakra and allow his energy of compassion to merge with your energy and become you. So this compassion energy is anchoring within you, so that you are this energy, now and forever. Amen. And now Omoira speaks to us of joy, the joy and expectation that something wonderful and magical is just around the corner, and a new springtime is coming in our lives. Place your hands over your heart chakra again now, and gain an impression of what this new joy that is coming to you soon will feel like. And as sadness, mistrust, and constriction is lifted, joy stands in its place. And joy is soul expansion.
And what a beautiful transmission that was through Judy Satori. Listeners, I bid you farewell for the next week, knowing that in truth we are together all the time. You are supported. You're not alone. Let's hold a moment of intention right now for the financial support and abundance of this radio show and of all of our lives together. It's our choice. We are the divine creators. All good things come to us. We're unified and we are family. Blessings to you. And until next week, listeners, walk sacred.